Let's see if you can guess this sound. Here, I'll play it again for you. Yep, you guessed it. That was the sound of a backpack being zipped up full of school supplies. I recently visited Crayons to Calculators, an annual program in which Impact on Education, in partnership with the St. Green Valley Education Foundation, collects school supplies and cash donations to buy supplies. They stuff more than 11,000 backpacks for students in need throughout Boulder County. This is an organized operation. Long tables piled high with bins full of bright red folders, purple and green spiral notebooks, Ticonderoga number 2 pencils, yes, everyone's favorite, and of course, backpacks. Allison Billings, Director of Impact on Education, showed me around.
So, what you're looking at is every item that's on a school supply list divided by elementary school, middle school, and high school. And we've sort of set up these lines so that our volunteers can go through and make sure that every one of those empty backpacks leaves the line as a full backpack and then gets gathered together and delivered to the schools where they'll reach the kids in need.
Molly Enright is the program coordinator of Crayons to Calculators. She is overseeing today's backpack stuffing event, and you will not believe how much supplies can fit into one of those packs. They've each got a 2-inch binder, 4 college-ruled spiral notebooks, 3 folders, 2 wide-ruled composition notebooks, 1 filler paper pack, 1 set of dividers, 6 ballpoint pens, 1 pack of thin markers, 2 highlighters, 2 glue sticks, 1 pack of colored pencils, 2 erasers, 1 pencil pouch, 2 dry erase markers, 1 ruler, 1 pair of 7-inch pointed scissors, 24 pencils, and 1 scientific calculator. Whew, that's a mouthful.
It gets a little heavy, too. And then it's ready to go to a student in need.
Even though on this particular day they were packing middle school backpacks, Wendy Fiedler, a founding member of Crayons to Calculators, could not resist showing me the preschool ones.
So usually I'm in charge of the preschool backpacks. Can I show you one?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
That's because they're so cute. We'll do about 400 preschool backpacks. And so in them is, of course, a new itty-bitty cute little backpack. See how small it is? It's really cute. But then in the backpack, there's a box of crayons, 1 pack washable markers, a set of watercolors, 3 glue sticks, and 2 bottles of glue.
Madison Pius, a teenager, says volunteering here has given her real insight into the life of a teacher. So why do you do this work?
I want to be a teacher, so I thought this would be a really good way to like look at kind of the like background of what teachers have to deal with and like kind of the behind the scenes that nobody really knows about. And I just love helping people, so I think that would be this would be a good way to do it.
Allison Billings says it may not seem like much, but providing backpacks to kids in need really makes a difference.
We try to respect the family's privacy, and so we don't make a whole big thing of giving out these charitable backpacks. We allow the schools to identify the kids in need, and they pick them up from their school. But we know, and I've talked to kids, I did a little focus group with some graduating seniors a few weeks ago, and asked them about their experience in BBSD, being kids who are graduating and going out into the world, and I was so inspired by the things that I heard, and a lot of them tied back to programs of ours. So they had teachers who got special grants from some of our programs to implement new curriculum that they would never have been able to have otherwise. And they had backpacks, and there was one of the students told me, I got a backpack each year, and I knew that I would have the school supplies, and on the first day of school, I would be just as ready as all of my peers. And so that made a difference to her, and it eliminated that barrier. There are kids in our district that have incredible opportunities, and then there are kids in our district that don't. And I feel like our role as the foundation is to eliminate as many of the barriers to success that we can for all the kids in the district.
They're expecting to have 500 volunteers gather to help over the next few weeks. Some shifts are still available, but right now, their most critical need are for donations.
And we have donation boxes all over Boulder County. You can see a whole list on our website, which is crayonstocalculators.org, and find a location where you can bring donations or make a donation online so that we can make sure we have 11,274 backpacks to fill this year, and we've only got a few more weeks to do it.
For KGNU, I'm Lucy Suchek.